Hello and welcome to the Health First Talks podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today, we're talking about anaphylaxis preparedness in dental practices, what to know to be prepared. We have a great conversation for you today. We are going to bring on two great guests who have more information on this topic. One of the most dangerous emergencies you may encounter in a dental office is anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction that can happen within minutes and can be fatal if not treated immediately with epinephrine. The American Dental Association, or ADA, recommends that dental practices have plans in place for responding to allergic emergencies, including using epinephrine auto-injectors to treat anaphylaxis. We asked Dr. J. Wesley Sublett, MD, aka Dr. Wes, a pediatric allergist in Louisville, Kentucky, and Dr. Donald Cohen, DMD, aka Dr. Don, practicing dentist in New York State, about the key facts every dental practice should know about anaphylaxis and how to prepare for it. And we are so excited to have both of them joining us for this conversation today. So first and foremost, welcome Dr. Wes, Dr. Don. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Before we kind of dive in, Dr. Wes, starting with you, can you give us a brief bio if you can?
I'm Dr. Wes Sublett. I'm a practicing allergist in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm also our medical director of clinical research here at Family Allergy and Asthma, located in Louisville, Kentucky.
And Dr. Don?
I'm Dr. Don Cohen, chief clinical officer at Health First, practicing dentist in New York State for about 100 years, and look forward to this presentation.
Before we begin, we do want to point out that Dr. Sublett is a paid advisor of Kaleo, and we ask you to be sure to stay tuned for important safety information from Kaleo after this conversation. So I do want to move on to the Q&A portion because we have a lot to learn here. So let's start off here. Many dentists and their staff may be most familiar with anaphylaxis as a severe allergic reaction to certain types of food. I am one of them. I have a severe tree nut allergy. In the dental office, what can trigger anaphylaxis? Because it can be a very serious issue that some people may not even consider.
There are a whole number of products that can trigger it. The most common that we think of in a dental office is the latex, the gloves. Luckily, now, almost all dental offices use nitrile gloves, which, of course, eliminates that. But, of course, antibiotics, antiseptics, bite wing tabs, adhesive tape. And when we think of people have root canals, they have a rubber dam to protect the tooth, except it shouldn't be rubber. It should, of course, be nitrile. So there are a whole bunch of things, medications as well, NSAIDs, local anesthetics, sedatives even, and many of the materials used in taking impressions and endodontics. Any of them can cause this, as well as one of the most common, and that's pre-medication, especially when we talk about antibiotics or pre-medication.
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Don. I mean, obviously, latex in the past has been a big issue, but currently it's going to be antibiotics and medications that are really potentially the biggest source in your current dental office for anaphylaxis.
Yeah, and a lot to be aware of there, you know. Dr. Don, starting us off, there are so many things that can potentially cause a reaction. So let's dive a little deeper. What are the symptoms of anaphylaxis? Because here's the thing. I mean, it is life-threatening, but acting as quickly as possible can literally mean the difference between life and death.
Yeah, so anaphylaxis is a potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that can occur very quickly and rapidly. And it's obviously critical for our dentist and their staff to recognize symptoms so they can respond immediately. There's a number of symptoms that can occur with anaphylaxis. For example, there can be skin changes such as hives or urticaria, flushing, itching, angioedema and swelling, as well as other things such as coughing and wheezing, chest tightness and shortness of breath, difficulty swallowing and breathing. And GI symptoms are also present with nausea, vomiting, occasionally diarrhea, as well as cardiac symptoms, drop in blood pressure, rapid heartbeat. These are all compensatory mechanisms we have in our body that occur during anaphylaxis.
And interesting what Dr. West brings up. All of those obviously are symptoms of allergy. What we tend to concentrate in the dental world is, yes, we know about quote unquote minor allergies, skin rashes, hives, itching things. The second that any kind of problem with breathing, swallowing, gastric symptoms like nausea, the second any of those come up, that's when we have to literally leap on a very fast and appropriate reaction. And as Dr. West would be the first to state as an allergist, it's epinephrine.
Absolutely. I think that's going to lead us into probably some of our next topics, but epinephrine is first line treatment for anaphylaxis.
Let me ask you this, because knowing what it's like to have an allergic reaction, I do know that a lot of people tend to have different reactions to various triggers. So how do the symptoms of anaphylaxis vary among dental patients?
Well, that's a great question. I think that many times, if you look at medication anaphylaxis, it occurs very rapidly compared to other forms of anaphylaxis. And as Dr. Don has really pointed out, you know, as we may be aware of skin symptoms when we see an allergic reaction, anaphylaxis usually is a multi-system reaction. And anytime you have skin plus other systems such as respiratory or GI, that is really a signal to respond rapidly with epinephrine. And so as of yet, we can't really predict what symptoms can occur, but it's looking for that multi-system involvement that really points to anaphylaxis and treating with epinephrine.
And you know, Dr. Weston, we can't predict was a great statement. The reality is you have patients, we talk about pre-medication, especially with antibiotics. Here you are, and you can have a patient on a particular antibiotic, same one for 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years, and they've never had a problem. And all of a sudden that patient is sitting in your chair and they're starting to wheeze. They're making kind of sounds. The reality is, guess what? That could easily be that same antibiotic that you prescribed. So being prepared on one side, and of course, how to treat, and again, epinephrine as rapidly as possible.
Again, anaphylaxis, if you think it, then it's a reason to treat with epinephrine early and fast.
Yeah, and it can be such a scary situation. Once again, knowing firsthand and having other family members and relatives have to deal with that as well. So how can dentists and their staff treat anaphylaxis? Because the good news is we do have something that can save lives. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And Dr. Don's already mentioned this, but epinephrine is the first line treatment for anaphylaxis. And administering epinephrine early has been shown to reduce the risk of hospitalizations and other life-threatening consequences as a result of anaphylaxis. We should not delay epinephrine, and a dose of epinephrine should be appropriate based on a patient's weight to give it immediately. I'm sure that most people that are listening to this podcast will know that the ADA does recommend that practices have a plan in place to treat anaphylaxis, which includes the delivery of epinephrine and a pre-measured dose to treat anaphylaxis. Dr. Don, what do you do in your own practice when it comes to having that action plan in place and using epinephrine for your patients that potentially experience anaphylaxis? What is your experience?
To that point, a great, great point, Dr. West. The reality is my practice or any practice, we need to have that plan. And it's like that basic emergency response plan. We all know that, okay, so you now come up with this potential diagnosis. One, react fast. That has to be in place. So you have an emergency medical kit with the appropriate medications in it. In this case, with good drills and training. The reality is we all do emergency medical training, but it's really important to have that plan. As a good example, there you are and you're saying, hey, we have a medical emergency, call 911. Well, that's great. So your receptionist will then call 911. But what does that receptionist do? Part of that, believe it or not, is to go out front of the office and to direct the emergency response, because that alone can cause a huge delay when they're trying to drive around or trying to find the appropriate suite that's located in. Wes, you have any kind of issues on that?
Most of us that have experienced EMS and activating that medical emergency services realizes that there's a time gap between when you activate it to when they show up. And that's why epinephrine is so important to have in your office and to use it, because if you're treating anaphylaxis, you want to treat it rapidly. And because it is first-line therapy, that's going to be the approved therapy for anaphylaxis. And so you want to treat it rapidly. You want to treat it with the appropriate dose that's based on the patient's weight. And preferably, because you are dealing with a medical situation during a dental procedure, I would recommend using an intramuscular injection, because it's a proven route of administration that delivers a reliable full dose of epinephrine that you don't have to rely upon taking out a nasal cannula or other procedures that may be interfere with administration through other routes. So again, responding rapidly with epinephrine is appropriate.
And if I can add, not just responding with it, but having a device, in this case, what we use in our office and always recommend is the AviQ. It's a preloaded, pre-filled, literally ready to use, because the thought of having to try to fill a syringe and the appropriate volume or dosage in the syringe is so time-consuming. And in an emergency, especially an anaphylactic emergency, nothing goes quite as smooth as you had planned, or even if you had excellent medical drills with your team on a periodic basis, nothing goes ever as planned. So having the easiest, simplest, most direct solution, and then, because you've trained, administer it timely. Don't wait. As you heard Dr. West say, this can turn really bad very, very quickly unless there's appropriate and timely response.
Absolutely. Every minute matters, even seconds. So the reason that we're doing this podcast, you know, educating and helping to prepare, because I mean, preparedness is key, right? So I want to ask you this. How well are U.S. dentists and their staff prepared to implement these recommendations?
A great question. And to some extent, a scary one, in that we need to self-question here. And it's the reason why things like emergency medical response plans are crucial. I know the military uses a phrase, you have to train to it. We have to train to it. Among educators in this area in dentistry, it's not if a medical emergency will occur, it's when it will occur. And therefore, we have to assume that this is going to occur and therefore react to it in an appropriate way. And there are other medical emergencies as well. But as we talk about life-threatening, nothing is as life-threatening as anaphylaxis.
I totally agree with Dr. Dawn. And so even though I'm an allergist, even as an allergist, our staff practices mock anaphylaxis drills. It's not only being able to recognize anaphylaxis, knowing where the emergency medical kit containing an epinephrine is, but also how to use the epinephrine auto-injector and what dose would be appropriate for what patient. It's not a if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen, right? Anaphylaxis occurs in many different settings, especially in medical and dental practices, and being prepared, practicing preparedness, and knowing how to treat is critical.
Just curious, is there any data out there to suggest the level of preparedness that dental offices are at?
I can't say that I've seen any data, but I can say that without doubt, being prepared and being trained, and when I say being trained, obviously as physicians, as dentists, we have a whole bunch of training. We've learned that team training is the ultimate success. If we want positive outcomes to emergencies, especially this, the most crucial emergency that we typically face in a dental office, we need our team on board and recognition of what is the appropriate drug. Yes, that's going to be picked out by the healthcare provider, but without a doubt, our team needs to be there, because as Dr. West will sure agree, we need to monitor these patients. We need to document what we've done, because when the emergency medical people come in, They need to know what we've done. How is the patient doing? Have we taken their blood pressure? Have we kept track of all of these? Wes, your thoughts?
I totally agree, Dr. Don. It's not only about giving that information to EMS when they show up. So when they go for further medical care in the emergency room, that information is available. But as an allergist, I would say sometimes, again, we're trying to figure out, well, what caused the anaphylaxis, and having that documentation of not only what happened symptom-wise during the event, but what was used is important. So documenting that systemic reaction, what has happened, what may have precipitated it, is critical. Most importantly, treat early, treat appropriately, and activate EMS.
And going one step further, as practicing dentists, you heard Wes say, it's not if, it's when these occur. In order to do that, we need basically to have those emergency medical kits and with the appropriate meds that the ADA recommends as well. And they can get a whole bunch of that information and more and learning from Health First, who's providing this as a co-host.
Well, I want to ask a follow-up to that because, of course, having the proper protocol in place is key, but the administering of epinephrine has to happen for this to work. So when choosing an epinephrine device, what features should dental practices consider?
I used the basic KISS principle. It's got to be simple. It has to be simple. And that's the reason why we use, as a good example, we're going to use a basic auto injector. And in our offices, we typically do use the AuviQ because it does come in different doses, because all medications are administered dose-related based on size and weight. So having that device available saves time, makes things efficient, and even more important when we talk about anaphylaxis, promptly delivered. Wes?
Yeah, I totally agree, Dr. Don. I mean, epinephrine auto-injectors like IVQ simplify the administration of epinephrine during an emergency situation like anaphylaxis. Not only does it have a pre-measured dose that's weight appropriate, but in the case of IVQ, it's providing voice instructions that can guide an untrained user through the administration of epinephrine with the device. Matter of fact, there was a recent study on usability with IVQ that demonstrated that they were more likely to correctly demonstrate its use compared to other epinephrine auto-injectors just because of the visual instructions that IVQ has on board. Obviously, IVQ also comes in three pre-filled doses that are appropriate for certain weights. There's an IVQ down to 0.1 milligram, which is for young children weighing anywhere from 16.5 pounds to 33 pounds. There's a dose of 0.15 milligrams, which is for children 33 pounds to 66 pounds. And for our adults and children weighing above 66 pounds, there is a 0.3 milligram dose for IVQ. Now, like all drugs, there are side effects. Epinephrine, including IVQ, does have some common side effects that would include faster regular heart rate, sweating, shakiness, headaches, paleness and pallor, feelings of being nervous or excited, anxiety, weakness, dizziness, and even sometimes nausea and vomiting, and breathing problems. But the key thing to remember is IVQ has a pre-filled dose that is appropriate for certain weights, and it comes with a visual and voice cues to help administer it safely to patients experiencing anaphylaxis.
Hearing rather than having to read information can be so key when you're trying to work so fast to address the situation. So what other steps can dental practices take to ensure their anaphylaxis preparedness?
Anytime, whether it's a dental practice or a medical practice, it's critical to ensure that Dr. Don hit the nail on the head. You have a team, and having that team prepared and confident to treat anaphylaxis emergencies is critical. And that's through regular training, knowing where your medical kit is. As we are talking about, Health First has those emergency medical kits already put in place for you that includes OmniQ. And then not only being able to know where that medical kit is, but having that regular training of recognizing anaphylaxis and how to use the OmniQ is essential for your dental practice.
You know, Wes, you mentioned the verbal cues. So among the things that we consider, well, what do we do if a patient's wearing jeans, heavy jeans? And the great thing about these devices, that needle will go right through. If you try to draw up your own material, you suddenly have to be very careful of what needle you're using on your syringe as to whether it will penetrate through safely. So having a device like the OmniQ sort of takes out a whole lot of the fear factors. But again, as you said several times, and that is promptly, must administer it promptly. Delay in this case can be literally deadly.
Yeah, epinephrine auto-injectors, including OmniQ, can obviously be used through clothing. You bring up a good point there, Dr. Don, is, you know, it's critical not to delay, but you can administer those devices through clothing. And with all auto-injectors, including OmniQ, you know, it comes in a pre-filled dose. And you brought up the idea of drawing up epinephrine out of a vial. We know in the anaphylaxis literature that there is great delays in not only correctly drawing up the right amount, but the time it takes to draw that up in an appropriate time delays the treatment in anaphylaxis. So that's why epinephrine auto-injectors, including OmniQ, are so important, because it doesn't delay treatment. You don't worry about drawing it up. You're going to treat with the appropriate dose in a timely manner to treat anaphylaxis.
Dr. J. Wesley Sublett and Dr. Don Cohen, a.k.a. Dr. Wes and Dr. Don, thank you for your time. Such important information that we covered today when it comes to anaphylaxis preparedness in dental practices. And as we talked about, is so serious because time is of the essence. But the good news is that there is something that can save lives if we find ourselves in those emergent situations. And I think, Dr. Don, you said it's maybe both of you said it. It's not if, it's when. So we all need to be prepared if you're in this position. And I know that a lot of people gained a lot of useful information from having you here. And I'm sure that they will want to follow up if they have any questions. Of course, they can go to healthfirst.com for more information there. And we will have some information at the end of this podcast that we would like you to take a minute to listen to from Kaleo. But Dr. Wes Sublett, Dr. Don Cohen, a.k.a. Dr. Wes and Dr. Don, thank you so much for your time. Such important information talking about being prepared, not when, but if these situations arise. So really appreciate you being here today.
Truly appreciate the opportunity.
And I as well. Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the Health First Talks podcast. Of course, if you would like to learn more information about the conversation we had today or other conversations that you've heard on the Health First Talks podcast, you can visit healthfirst.com. And be sure to stay tuned for important safety information from Kaleo. I'm your host, Michelle Dolmuni. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.
Indication. OmniQ epinephrine injection USP is a prescription medicine used to treat life-threatening allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, in people who are at risk for or have a history of serious allergic reactions. Important safety information. OmniQ is for immediate self or caregiver administration and does not take the place of emergency medical care. Seek immediate medical treatment after using OmniQ. Each OmniQ contains a single dose of epinephrine. OmniQ should only be injected into your outer thigh through clothing if necessary. If you inject a young child or infant with OmniQ, hold their leg firmly in place before and during the injection to prevent injuries. Do not inject OmniQ into any other part of your body, such as into veins, buttocks, fingers, toes, hands, or feet. If this occurs, seek immediate medical treatment and make sure to inform the healthcare provider of the location of the accidental injection. Only a healthcare provider should give additional doses of epinephrine if more than two doses are necessary for a single allergic emergency. Rarely, patients who use OmniQ may develop infections at the injection site within a few days of an injection. Some of these infections can be serious, call your healthcare provider right away if you have any of the following symptoms at an injection site: redness that does not go away, swelling, tenderness, or the area feels warm to the touch. If you have certain medical conditions or take certain medicines, your condition may get worse, or you may have more or longer lasting side effects when you use AviQ. Be sure to tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, especially medicines for asthma. Also tell your healthcare provider about all of your medical conditions, especially if you have asthma, a history of depression, thyroid problems, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, heart problems, or high blood pressure, have any other medical conditions, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Epinephrine should be used with caution if you have heart disease or are taking certain medicines that can cause heart-related cardiac symptoms. Common side effects include fast, irregular, or pounding heartbeat, sweating, shakiness, headache, paleness, feelings of overexcitement, nervousness or anxiety, weakness, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting or breathing problems. These side effects usually go away quickly, especially if you rest. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. Please see the full prescribing information and the patient information at www.AUVI-Q.com. You are encouraged to report negative side effects of prescription drugs to the FDA. Visit www.fda.gov/MedWatch or call 1-800-FDA-1088.